Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Hi everyone, and welcome to our program. Awesome job! Today we have John Stone with us to talk about his work in ecotourism. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us some things about your job and what your company does.
I work as a tour guide for a company called Go Green Tourism. We specialise in tours to unique habitats with rich biodiversity. We organise very small tours for maybe 20 people or less, so that the environment remains protected and our destinations are mainly tropical regions in South America and most recently Southeast Asia. We travel to our destination and stay at a local village near the habitat, which is where we eat and sleep. Then we go on a guided walking tour of a rainforest and we educate our travelling companions about the different flora and fauna of the area.
So you have to be well trained in plant and animal sciences to give one of these tours, yes?
That's right. Typically, the tour guides have a degree in biology or botany, or a master's in forest conservation, something like that. My specific educational background is in zoo management. But I saw an advert for this job and decided I wanted to give it a try. I've learned a great deal more about the natural environment through this work, which I'm happy about.
Is ecotourism safe for the environment, in your opinion?
We do our very best to ensure that any place we visit is left virtually untouched. Our eco-travellers must attend a seminar before we embark on our journey, in order to learn the do's and don'ts of the trip. People who sign up for these tours are quite conscious of the environment to begin with.
Does your company participate in environment protection programs?
I'm glad you asked that, because yes, we do. Part of our profits go to awareness programs aimed at educating people about the rainforests and their value as a resource. Most people don't realise that without rainforests, we wouldn't be able to survive.
There is also the problem of rainforests being cut down, isn't there?
Yes. We also provide funds for organisations that fight illegal logging and land clearing in Brazil. These organisations work with the Brazilian government, and although it's a continuous battle, they have made progress in recent years in protecting land.
That's good to know. What sorts of things do people get to see in the rainforests, besides plants and animals, of course?
Oh, many things. We visit dazzling waterfalls and pristine lakes and rivers. We also visit the native peoples who live in or near the rainforests, the ones who are welcoming to visitors anyway. So there is also a cultural exchange that takes place between the eco-travellers and the locals. I've even picked up a few words of the locals' languages, which is really cool. Of course, I'm a long way off being fluent.
And do you just visit rainforests?
Well, the company is only about 8 years old, so the focus has been rainforest regions, mainly in Brazil. But, as I said before, we do visit Southeast Asia, which we started doing a couple of years ago. but I'm excited to say that we are planning to expand our operations to regions in Africa, such as the Serengeti and Madagascar. Business has been booming for ecotourism, so hopefully that trend will continue for us and for other environmentally conscious organisations.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Hi everyone, and welcome to our programme. Awesome job! Today we have John Stone with us to talk about his work in ecotourism. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us some things about your job and what your company does.
I work as a tour guide for a company called Go Green Tourism. We specialise in tours to unique habitats with rich biodiversity. We organise very small tours for maybe 20 people or less, so that the environment remains protected and our destinations are mainly tropical regions in South America and most recently Southeast Asia. We travel to our destination and stay at a local village near the habitat, which is where we eat and sleep. Then we go on a guided walking tour of a rainforest and we educate our travelling companions about the different flora and fauna of the area.
So you have to be well trained in plant and animal sciences to give one of these tours, yes?
That's right. Typically, the tour guides have a degree in biology or botany, or a master's in forest conservation, something like that. My specific educational background is in zoo management, but I saw an advert for this job and decided I wanted to give it a try. I've learned a great deal more about the natural environment through this work, which I'm happy about.
Is ecotourism safe for the environment, in your opinion?
We do our very best to ensure that any place we visit is left virtually untouched. Our eco-travellers must attend a seminar before we embark on our journey, in order to learn the do's and don'ts of the trip. People who sign up for these tours are quite conscious of the environment to begin with.
Does your company participate in environment protection programmes?
I'm glad you asked that, because yes, we do. Part of our profits go to awareness programmes aimed at educating people about the rainforests and their value as a resource. Most people don't realise that without rainforests, we wouldn't be able to survive.
There is also the problem of rainforests being cut down, isn't there?
Yes. We also provide funds for organisations that fight illegal logging and land clearing in Brazil. These organisations work with the Brazilian government, and although it's a continuous battle, they have made progress in recent years in protecting land.
That's good to know. What sorts of things do people get to see in the rainforests, besides plants and animals, of course?
Oh, many things. We visit dazzling waterfalls and pristine lakes and rivers. We also visit the native peoples who live in or near the rainforests, the ones who are welcoming to visitors anyway. So there is also a cultural exchange that takes place between the eco-travellers and the locals. I've even picked up a few words of the locals' languages, which is really cool. Of course, I'm a long way off being fluent.
And do you just visit rainforests?
Well, the company is only about 8 years old, so the focus has been rainforest regions, mainly in Brazil. But, as I said before, we do visit Southeast Asia, which we started doing a couple of years ago. But I'm excited to say that we are planning to expand our operations to regions in Africa, such as the Serengeti and Madagascar. Business has been booming for ecotourism, so hopefully that trend will continue for us and for other environmentally conscious organisations.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.